In this video, we are looking at four dangers women often face around male folly, naivete, fixing, emotional entanglement, and ignoring warning signs. These patterns are very common, especially among women who are compassionate, loyal, spiritually serious, or eager to help. And they can deeply weaken confidence around men because they pull a woman out of truth and into confusion. Let's begin with naivete. Naivete is not innocence in the beautiful sense. It is unguarded misreading. It is when a woman sees warning signs but keeps reinterpreting them in the most flattering way possible. A man may be arrogant, erratic, manipulative, or chronically reactive, and yet she keeps telling herself that he is just hurting, misunderstood, passionate, or under pressure. Naivete often sounds spiritual. It may say, "I just want to believe the best," when wisdom is actually asking for clearer sight. The second danger is fixing. This is when a woman starts believing it is her calling to stabilize a man who refuses to govern himself. She becomes the interpreter of his moods, the soother of his ego, the cleaner of his messes, the one who keeps everything from falling apart. She may even feel special because she thinks she understands him better than others do. But fixing is not the same as love. A woman can help, support, and serve without becoming responsible for a man's disorder. Once she starts carrying what belongs to him, her confidence weakens because she is no longer standing in her own center. She is orbiting his chaos. The third danger is emotional entanglement. This one can be subtle. A woman may begin by trying to help a man, reason with him, calm him, or stand by him. But over time, his instability starts organizing her emotions. His mood affects her mood. His anger changes her body. His neediness alters her choices. His intensity becomes the emotional weather she lives under. That is entanglement. A woman who is emotionally entangled with a disordered man often loses clarity. She starts making decisions from reaction instead of wisdom. She may call this compassion, loyalty, or submission, but in reality, she is losing her center. The fourth danger is ignoring warning signs. This is one of the biggest issues. Women often do see signs. Pride, harshness, lack of accountability, volatility, manipulative charm, disrespect, sexual pressure, double-mindedness, but they minimize them. Sometimes they are afraid of seeming judgmental. Sometimes they do not want to lose hope. Sometimes they are already too attached. But ignored warning signs do not disappear. They deepen. Abigail did not ignore warning signs. She did not pretend Nabal was a difficult genius. She called reality what it was. That gave her the ability to respond wisely. This is one of the strongest marks of confidence around men, the ability to tell the truth early. A confident woman can say, "This is not safe, this is not wise, this is not honorable, this is not my burden to carry, this is not godly male strength, this is disorder." That kind of clarity is not hardness. It is stewardship. For women in ministry, this matters even more. You may encounter men who use religious language to excuse folly. You may see calling language used to mask pride. You may see emotional intensity presented as depth. You may even feel pressure to keep peace by overlooking what is obvious. But confidence around men includes the ability to see warning signs and respond without surrendering either truth or femininity. What helps instead? Wisdom, boundaries, naming reality, female friendship, wise counsel, patience without passivity, compassion without entanglement. A woman can be tender and discerning at the same time. She can pray for a man without being pulled into his chaos. She can speak truth without making herself responsible for his response. What not to do? Do not assume all neediness is depth. Do not try to rescue a man from the consequences of his folly. Do not let male instability become the emotional climate of your life. Do not excuse red flags because you want the story to turn out well. Do not confuse spiritual language with spiritual maturity. Do not wait until chaos becomes crisis before acting wisely. In the readings for this topic, we will go deeper into Abigail's example and into the whole scripture vision of boundaries, safety, and feminine intelligence around difficult male dynamics.